Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high beneath, day star in my heart appear. Dark and cheerless is the morn, unaccompanied by is the day's return, till thy mercy's wings I see, till they inward light impart, glad my eyes and warm my heart. Visit then this song, sin and grief, fill me radiancy divine, scatter all my unbelief, more and more thyself display, shining to that perfect day.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all to St. Cato's and St. Margaret's for our service of home worship on this 15th Sunday after Trinity. It's really lovely to welcome you and to have you with us today. We come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, united in prayer and praise of our Heavenly Father. As we come into his presence, we open our hearts to him, bringing to him all our thanksgivings and all our cares and concerns. As we pray, Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you show us the way to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you have given us knowledge of your truth. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, leading us into life. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
God, who in generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that your people may be fervent in the fellowship of the gospel, that always abiding in you they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brothers said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide you for you and your little ones." In this way he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The response to the psalm. The Lord has compassion for those who fear him. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always accuse, nor will he keep his anger forever. The Lord has compassion for those who fear him. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. The Lord has compassion for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removes us from our transgressions. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear him. The Lord has compassion for those who fear him. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarrelling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants or of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honour of the Lord. Also those who eat, eat in honour of the Lord, since they give thanks to God. While those who abstain, abstain in the honour of the Lord, and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each of us will be accountable to God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He has compassion on those who fear him. Alleluia, Alleluia. Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Peter came and said to him, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times. Jesus said to him, Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children, and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But the same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, Pay what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you? And in anger his lord handed him over to be tortured until he should pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In last week's Gospel, Jesus taught us how we are to respond when we find ourselves in dispute with others. And this week, Jesus develops his teaching about how we are to order our relationships with one another by talking about the importance of forgiveness. In response to a question from Peter, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive them? As many as seven times. Jesus replies, Not seven times, but 77 times. As disciples of Christ, we are called to model our lives on him. Today, Jesus tells us that if we are to enjoy the forgiveness and mercy of God ourselves, then we are to show the same forgiveness and mercy for others that the Father shows for us. Jesus tells the parable of the king who showed pity on a slave who owed him 10,000 talents, only for the slave to imprison another slave who owed him money. The king, when told of the slave's actions, had him imprisoned with the words, "I forgave you. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave?" And Jesus concludes with the words, "So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." But we know that showing forgiveness is not always easy. It can sometimes seem that if we say we forgive someone, we are somehow letting them off the hook, that what they did no longer matters so much. But this is to misunderstand the Christian understanding of forgiveness. We are called to forgive, show mercy to others, because our Heavenly Father, who knows the secrets of all our hearts, shows forgiveness and mercy to us. The capacity to forgive and show mercy is part of the healing process, both for those showing forgiveness and for those being forgiven. Showing forgiveness has the capacity to free us from a sense of anger which can otherwise take over our lives. It can help us to move on from the most difficult of situations. And being forgiven can bring a sense of peace to a troubled conscience. If we truly understand our need of God's forgiveness, we will know his peace, a peace the world cannot give, Jesus' gift to us. And if we truly know the peace which only God can give, then we are called to share that peace with those who trespass against us. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church be faithful to its calling of bringing the good news of Christ to all the world, promoting reconciliation wherever there is division. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of Ukraine, the Holy Land, and throughout the Middle East, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, for the people of Nepal and Tibet, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May the leaders of the nations be led by the Spirit to bring peace and hope where there is conflict and despair. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the sustaining love of God to all in need among whom we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and the isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit, and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Blessed are those who make peace. They shall be called God's children. Peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love. Let us pray. God of our pilgrimage, you have led us to the living water. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just before our blessing and our final hymn this morning, I'd like to thank you all once again for joining us, our family here, in Gelligair for our service of home worship. Really lovely to have you with us. And I wish you all a safe, healthy and peaceful week to come. I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.
Strength that we may have. Lord, we idly rest and